begging to you. As long as you keep me begging to you.
Hi, this is Jim Stevens from Anchorage, Alaska, listening to Community Radio KRFF Fairbanks, 89.1 FM.
89.1 KRFF Fairbanks.
Doinka, doinka. How are you today?
Soon.
Good. Rakun, nogal toch this morning. It's foggy.
NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. More blistering reaction today from the White House to Special Counsel Robert Hur's damning assessment of President Biden's mental acuity. Hur characterized the 81-year-old president as an elderly man with a poor memory. Today, Vice President Kamala Harris issued her own assessment of Robert Hur's work.
The way that the president's demeanor in that report was characterized could not be more wrong on the facts, and clearly politically motivated. Gratuitous.
But the special counsel's investigation determined that no criminal charges against Biden were warranted for his mishandling of classified documents. With the release of the report, the case is effectively closed. Former President Donald Trump, who is 77, is facing a raft of felony charges related to his mishandling of classified documents. Immigration policy analysts are examining the failed $118 billion bill that would have overhauled key immigration policies. They say lawmakers' efforts continue to buckle under the weight of the politics surrounding immigration. Texas Public Radio's Marian Navarro has details.
The measure could have been one of the most significant legislative immigration reforms in recent decades. An analysis by the Migration Policy Institute finds that despite more than 500 immigration-related executive actions taken by the Biden administration, Congress must act. Musafar Chisti is a policy analyst with the Institute.
People shout from top of their rooftops that we want to control immigration, but when it actually comes down to providing the policies and the resources and the staffing to do it, they collapse.
Chishti says lawmakers often use the issue for political gain, especially during an election year. I'm Marian Navarro in San Antonio.
Last week, big tech company Apple publicly launched a wearable mixed reality headset. It's called the Vision Pro. But some viral videos online of consumers driving while wearing them have prompted road safety concerns. NPR's Deepa Mutasham has more.
Videos have already cropped up online showing people wearing the $3,500 Apple Vision Pro headset while driving their Tesla, hands off the wheel. Even if staged, such videos have forced the U.S. Department of Transportation to weigh in, warning people to always be fully engaged while driving. Because the Vision Pro works by blocking out all light, the user has to rely completely on headset cameras to see the external world. Experts say the device poses dangers not only because it can cause distractions while on the road, but also because it doesn't perfectly reproduce human vision. As for the law, whether the behavior shown in these videos is illegal could vary state by state. It's still a bit of a gray area. Deepa Mutasham, NPR News.
This is NPR. Whether it's a song that autoplays on Spotify or a video recommended on YouTube or TikTok, Algorithms dominate the online lives of a lot of people. NPR's Bobby Allen takes a look at a nascent protest movement.
Tyler Bainbridge is a former Meta engineer who lives in Brooklyn. To escape ever-present algorithms, he launched his own social media site. It's called PI.FYI. The PI stands for Perfectly Imperfect. You're prompted to answer questions like, what did you read last week? And a small group of friends chime in. There are no algorithms or popularity contests. Bainbridge says the site is a protest against what he calls algorithmic culture.
My mom can go on the app and recommend shepherd's pie, and it doesn't feel out of place next to a downtown New Yorker talking about a new band that they like.
Bainbridge isn't alone. More and more experts say people are turning to personalized newsletters and websites run directly by artists and musicians. And an old thing is becoming new. Asking, say, a bookstore or a record store clerk for a recommendation instead of a machine. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
An attorney for Britain's Prince Harry says his client has reached an out-of-court settlement with Mirror Group Newspapers. David Sherborne said today that the tabloid newspaper publisher has agreed to pay substantial costs and damages to settle a case over phone hacking and invasion of privacy. But the Duke of Sussex has said he will continue his mission to hold British media accountable, which he has accused of harassing his wife Meghan and his late mother Princess Diana. The Dow has closed down 54 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
KSKO McGrath.
KMGS and
KNIB Nicolai.
KGYA Grayling.
KNKO Shagler.
KSKC Crooked Creek.
KSKP Sleet Music.
KZPA Fort Yukon.
KRFF
Fairbanks.
KNNA
Nana.
KTKF
Toke.
KRLL
Circle.
And KEAALP Eagle.
I'm Loverboy on 89.5 KSKO, almost 12:10 this Friday afternoon. Name that tune coming up. It's the first time we've done it in a couple weeks. Since it's first, actually, the Peanut Gallery just chimed in and said it's the first time since January 12th. Thank you, Peanut Gallery. 13 above in McGrath right now. Highs in the upper teens to lower 20s. 17 in Anvik, winds northeast at 17. Gusting to 24. Highs near the mid-20s today for the lower Yukon. Sleet Mute, overcast in 25. Highs in the mid-20s to lower 30s. Right now in Fort Yukon, 11 below, highs near 7 above. 13 in Eagle, that's 13 above. Forecast high of 16 above there today. Fort Wainwright and Fairbanks, overcast and 4 above. Highs in the upper teens to lower 20s today. 28 at Merrill Field in Anchorage, highs in the 30s today. Could get very, very gusty along Turnagain Arm, up to 65-mile-an-hour winds this afternoon. Once again, 13 in McGrath at the airport. We are sitting, that's right about 13, 14 at the radio station. Highs near the lower 20s today. Sunset at 5:43 today. Rise tomorrow at 9:28. Let's see what we got coming up here. Name that tune after this tune from Chaka Khan. I feel for
Chaka,
you.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. That's all I want to do. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me feel for you. Chaka Khan. What you tell me? What you want to do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chaka Khan. Let me tell you what I want to do. I want to love you. Want to hug you. Want to squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arm. Let me feel you with my charm, Chaka. Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I want to rock you, Chaka, baby. Cause you make me want to scream. Let me rock it. Rock it. We'll be right back.
Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, cause I feel for you. Feel for you.
I feel for you, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. I like the very beginning of the song when they say that. And every time I hear that song, I kind of sing along with that part or speak along to. I don't know. Is that really singing at the very beginning? Anyways, 12:16. I'm Paul Walker. I got the Peanut Gallery here to help me answer the phones today. Did you name that tune? It's been a month since we've done it because it's been too cold for the Peanut Gallery to get her snow machine started. That's Candace. I do have to say thank you, because she comes in to volunteer to make sure we get Name That Tune going. So if there's anyone to thank, it's her, because without a volunteer to answer the phones, I can't do it. So she's here today. We are going to do Name That Tune. And the way it works, if you've forgotten, since it's been a while, we're going to play the very beginning part of a song, the instrumental, before the singing part. And you have to identify it. Now, we're looking for, this time, the fifth caller with the correct answer. It's not just the fifth caller. You've got to be the fifth caller who correctly identifies the song, title, and artist. Candace is going to say, KSKO, song and artist, please. And just give her the answer, and she'll tell you if you're right and what caller you are, or if you're wrong. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO, and the Peanut Gallery is squeezing the pig. That's her way to signify that she's got a correct answer when we start taking calls. No matter where you are, we'll mail you your prize as well. You don't have to be in McGrath or the Upper Kuskokwim. You could be in Fairbanks listening on KRFF. You could be listening online in Anchorage. That's fine, too. It's the song that's playing under my voice right now. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. The fifth caller who can correctly identify the song, title, and artist will get a prize. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. Can you identify the song? We've got one correct answer so far. Correct. All right. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. Do you know the song, title, and artist of that song? 524-3001. All right, we've got, see how many correct answers we've got so far. Squeeze the pig, Miss Candace. Tell me how many correct answers we've got. How many correct, she is busy answering the phone. Five, okay, we've got three correct answers. That's what I was waiting for to find out. We have got three correct answers. Identify the song, title, and artist of this song. All right. I think we have a winner.
Mickey? Oh, not Mickey Greenemeyer. Oh, it's Mickey
It's Mickey at the City of McGrath. Way to go, Mickey. Way to go, Mickey. Mickey from the City of McGrath is our winner. She's the fifth caller. No more calls, please. Mickey at the City was able to correctly identify this as Devo's Whip It.
We'll be right back. AC Company is a proud supporter of KSKO and has sponsored our local membership appreciation barbecue for the last 3 years. Thank you, AC.
My mind, baby.
Cool, Stop the Rain. It's Creedence Clearwater Revival on KSKO. We are going to take a look at weather now. It's 13 above in McGrath at the airport. It looks like, as the peanut gallery spills things all over the studio, it looks like it's about 16 above here at the radio station. For today, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper teens to lower 20s, lows 8 to 13 above, highs in the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, clouds, in fact, clouds are the name of the game for us. The word S-U-N is not in the forecast, really. Snow tomorrow night for the upper Kuskokwim, lows in the mid-teens to lower 20s. Upper 20s with clouds on Sunday, highs around 30 on Monday. Sleep Mute.
I'm going backwards. I was like, Sleep Mute or Anvik? I just did Anvik.
Sleep Mute is 25 above right now. Highs in the mid-20s to lower 30s. Lows in the 20s today with clouds and a chance of snow. Now for tomorrow along the lower Kuskokwim, snow showers likely beginning tomorrow afternoon. Looks like through the evening, accumulation around 3 inches, highs near the mid-30s, lows in the lower to mid-20s tomorrow night, highs in the upper 20s to mid-30s Sunday, and in the 30s on Monday. In Fort Yukon, a few clouds and 11. That's 11 below. Fort Yukon could see above zero the next couple of days. It's been a while since they've seen that. Highs today and tomorrow in the upper single digits with clouds. Lows tonight and tomorrow night in Fort Yukon around 6 to 8 below. Middle teens above zero Sunday, right about 10 on Monday. In Eagle, we've got fair and 13. Snow tonight, cloudy. Highs around 16, lows around 9. tomorrow and Sunday, we are looking at highs in the upper teens to near the mid-20s. Lows at night, 5 to 10 above. We're looking at lower teens on Monday. It's overcast and 4 above at Fort Wainwright and Fairbanks. Across the Fairbanks Metro, upper teens to lower 20s. Lows around 6 above, cloudy tomorrow in Fairbanks, highs near the upper 20s. At Merrill Field in Anchorage, 28 above right now, highs in the 30s. Turnigan Arms going to be very, very breezy, up to 65 miles an hour early this afternoon with winds. Lows in the upper 20s to mid-30s tonight in Anchorage. 13 above in McGrath at the airport, 16 at the radio station, highs in the lower 20s. Sunset at 5:43, sunrise tomorrow at 9:28. Cool in the Gang in Manhattan Transfer coming up. Here's the Cars.
That's was hard, so hard to take. There's no escape without a scream. But you kept it going till the sun fell down. You kept it going.
World news and analysis with facts you can trust. The BBC World Service. Every weekday at 5am and 7pm, right here on KSKO.
About the boy from
The boy from New York City. It's the Manhattan Transfer on KSKO. I am the boy from near New York City. Well, in the grand scheme of the world, near. But I'm from Connecticut. Anyways, 12:45. We're going to take a look at messages. MNVC is holding a knitting and crocheting gathering tonight at 6. Bring your supplies. The city building, along with the Washington restroom in McGrath, are closed for repair. McGrath residents, as of this Friday, today, the hours for the AC Liquor Store are 2 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. If you're in McGrath, keep an eye out for water leaks, especially in vacant buildings. There's been an increase in leaks both uptown and downtown. If you notice a water leak, call the hardworking guys at the water plant, 574-0497. There will be a KSKO fundraiser bingo game tomorrow at 7 p.m. at MNVC. A scam targeting rural Alaskans who get SNAP benefits is circulating through the state. Someone will call saying you're being investigated for SNAP benefits fraud and ask for your SNAP benefit number and PIN. The caller then later orders food online, having it delivered to New York and Georgia while depleting the recipient's benefit account. Do not give personal information like this over to the phone to an unsolicited caller. Huey Lewis in the news, along with Dale Hall and John Oates on the way. Here is John Cougar Mellencamp, ROCK in the USA.
Dreams in our heads and very little money in our hands. Some are black and some are white, and they ain't too proud to sleep on the floor tonight. Blind faith in Jesus, you know that they just might. Rockin' in the USA.
Hey! ROCK in the USA! ROCK
somebody.
Our environment clean is important, and we can all contribute. You can help by participating in your community's cleanup greenup efforts. Bring your trash home from a recent hunt or fishing trip, properly dispose of spent batteries and fluorescent tubes, and make sure the sewage lagoons and community dump sites are properly maintained. To keep the tundra free of plastic bags, bring your reusable bag when shopping at your local store. This public service message is brought to you by Donlin Gold. Hall and John Oates right here on KSKO. with private eyes. Want to say hello to all the folks who've been listening on Spaceline Bulgaria's 5900 kilohertz transmitter across Europe this afternoon. Every Friday from 12 to 1 p.m. Alaska time, which is 2100 to 2200 UTC, we are relayed on shortwave radio across Europe. I know there's apparently been a little bit of a problem with the program feed out to the Bulgaria transmitter today. It's just the way the internet works sometimes. I'm Paul Walker. I'm going to continue on here on KSKO and KZPA along with KRFF until 2 o'clock. The Spaceline Bulgaria folks listening on 5900 kilohertz are going to be off with another program here in a couple of minutes. But I want to get one last song in for the people listening on shortwave radio. Jackie Wilson, Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher and Higher on KSKO McGrath, Alaska.
KSKO 89.5 FM.